2-2. And Gaddis drives this deep to left field. Kiss it goodbye. Into the Lantries Crawford boxes. Second straight day for a home run for Evan Gaddis. It's 3-2 Oakland.
Hey, he's swinging a hot bat. That pitch low and in. He just dropped the head.
First pitch. And Rasmus drives this pretty deep to left field. It backs up Davis against the wall. Leaps at the wall. And it's off the wall. Correa on his way to third. Around third and coming home. The throw to the plate by Burns. It's cut off. It's an RBI double for Colby Rasmus. 4-3 Astros.
That's what you do on bobblehead day. You hit doubles.
2-1. Line to the center field for a base hit. Altuve racing the third. He's around third and coming home. Throw to the plate by Burns. It's cut off. An RBI single for Correa. And the Astros lead is 5-3.
Here comes the 0-1.
And Lowry hits it high in the air. Right field, very deep. Springer is back at the wall. And that ball is gone. Jed Lowry with a game-tying home run. And it's a 5-5 game. Second consecutive blown save for Luke Gregerson and his fifth of the year.
We saw Jed Lowry do that for the Astros in Anaheim last year with two outs in the ninth inning. Cold-blooded hitter, Jed Lowry.
A.J. Hinch out of the dugout. He's going to take the baseball from Luke Gregerson as Tony Sipp will come into the ball game. A stunning turn of events. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on a high fastball. Axford strikes out the side, and we go to extra innings. Astros 5, A's 5. 2-0 to Lowry. And Lowry laces one to left center. Long run for Rasmus. Can't get it. Goes past him and off the wall. Lowry trying to go to second. The throw in by Rasmus on the hop. Altuve with the tag, and it is in time! An excellent play by Rasmus, playing that off the out-of-town scoreboard and firing it in to Jose Altuve.
Altuve turned around and stuck his foot right in front of the bag, and that's what Lowry found when he tried to slide. The ankle of Altuve never got there.
Inning over. Bottom of the 11th we go. Astros 5, A's 5.
Here we go. First pitch to Correa. Is ripped down the right field line. Game walk-off Correa, 6-5.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Didn't take long. And the only question now is, what color is that Gatorade?
Whatever color it is, Correa is about to wear it.
It was blue. Same color as Ryan Matson right now.
Second walk-off hit for Correa this season. And I'll be honest with you, Steve, I have no idea why you pitched to Carlos Correa if you're the Oakland A's.
Me either.
And welcome back to the Mazda postgame show. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks back with you at Minute Maid Park. Astros 6-5 winners over the A's in 12 innings as we're joined by Colby Rasmus. Colby with a couple of doubles, including an RBI double back in the third inning. And it's really simple, right? It's your bobblehead day, the postseason celebration bobblehead, Colby Rasmus. So, of course, you get two hits and driving a run, right?
No doubt. It feels good, man. That was a grinder of a game. These boys battled us. And, you know, great for us to come out with a win today. We battled our butts off.
Colby, I've got a question for you. When you came up to bat late in the ball game and you heard the crowd chanting your name, what kind of a feeling is that?
That's as good as it gets, man. Yeah. I love it. Kind of brought me back to the playoffs. That feeling, man. I just love everybody getting into the game with us, and it makes a big difference in our hearts and in our minds out on the field. It gives us that little extra adrenaline push that we need to fight through these games, man. It's a blessing, and I'm thankful for it. You know, I'm thankful to the fans. We out there battling. We're battling, and with them behind us, it feels a lot better.
Colby, you had one of the big plays in extra innings, getting your seventh outfield assist, which ties you for the American League lead. As you throw out Jed Lowry after he hit a ball off the scoreboard in left center, throw him out at second, trying to stretch that into a double. Just take us through that play and kind of what was going through your mind as it unfolded.
Well, I was playing Jed a little bit oppo towards the line, and he struck that towards the gap, and I thought I was going to be able to get it and lay out for it. Didn't quite get it, so I tried to get it as quick as I could and throw him out. You know, I've been kind of chomping at the bit to get a good throw with somebody running on me. So I'm thankful that I put that on the line and got him. You know, Jed's a great player. It's fun to play against him, and to see his facial expression after that is worth it.
All right, Colby Rasmus, bobblehead doll, RBI double, two doubles today. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations.
Thanks, fellas.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at astros.com/radio.
Welcome back. Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, joined by Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow as the Astros get set to wrap up this homestand against the Oakland A's. And Jeff, we've talked to you the last couple of times. You've talked about how, you know, the team's been playing better, but really hadn't gone on a sustained run. Well, now we're seeing that. They've won 10 of 12 and starting to see that run that had been missing much of the year.
No doubt about it. This is the team that we knew we had at the beginning of the year, and it just didn't work out in April. And they started to play a little bit better in May, but the results weren't quite where we knew they could be. And this stretch has given us a lot of confidence that this team has what it takes to be a contender all summer. And I think we're fighting our way back into it. We still have a long way to go. But if we can get to 500 at some point this month and then start putting some distance between us and 500 before the All-Star break, you know, we'll be right back in this thing.
And Jeff, we talked about the relievers, and they've done such a good job. Michael Feliz finally getting to into a higher leverage situation yesterday, ending in two-thirds, coming in relief in a close ball game. It's a great learning experience for him, but you got to use him in those situations the way he's throwing, don't you?
Really do. I mean, I think AJ has to figure out how to continue to work him into those close games, because you got Will Harris who's going to be in there. You've got Giles who's doing a nice job through two innings yesterday. And even though Gregerson has had his struggles, he's a high leverage reliever who's had a lot of success. So he's got four guys plus Sip that he's got to figure out how to use those guys in winning ball games. And somebody has to pitch
it's
those games
problem,
that we're not winning, but nobody wants to, and everybody feels like they should be part of that winning pen, and it's a good problem to have.
Jake Marisnyk hitting .290 over his last seven games. And we've talked about it all the time since Marisnyk's been here about, you know, outstanding center fielder, really good base runner, can steal bases. It's all about getting on base for him, and we've started to see him swing the bat well after a dreadful start.
No doubt about it. And I think if you remember last year, he got off to a terrific start in the month of April. And
right.
That's when our team was on a run. And then he played really well again with the bat in September. But the defense is consistent. And I'll tell you something, these defensive plays that we've been making this last week have saved us a lot of runs and probably won us a couple ball games just by themselves. And I feel very confident when the ball gets hit to the outfield that someone's going to run down the ball and be able to throw out a runner, and we keep seeing it night in and night out.
Jeff, what kind of effect can good competition out in center field with Marisnyk swinging the bat better do for Carlos Gomez?
Well, he knows now that he's got to earn his playing time,
yeah.
And I think AJ's made that clear. And he's going to, we'll see today how he does, but I know he's hungry to get out there and help his team win, and he's capable of it. I mean, he's got all the tools, there's no doubt about it. He just needs to gain his confidence back at the plate and stop swinging at pitches outside the zone. As soon as he starts doing that, I think he could really help us win some ballgames. We need him.
More with Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
There was a time when Rob Nen was the nastiest relief pitcher in the National League. It wasn't just that he threw 100 miles an hour, he also had a wicked split finger pitch and a most unusual delivery. Someone must have told him about the Satchel Paige hesitation pitch, because after he started forward to throw, he tapped his left foot on the ground and then continued to stride forward before releasing the ball. I'm sure the intent was to keep his weight back, just as Jeff Bagwell strode back a little bit with his left foot before swinging. At any rate, the Astros hardly ever hit him, but nobody's perfect. On this day, June 5th, 1995, the Astros were down 5-3 in the ninth when they staged a two-out rally. Dave Maggett had started with a walk. John Cangelosi drew another free pass. Then Craig Biggio, a young man on the way to Cooperstown, hit a three-run walk-off homer.
Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
And welcome back. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks once again joined by Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow. Well, we have the draft coming up. Starts Thursday, runs through Saturday. And obviously getting your draft board ready at this point, a lot of that with Mike Elias. I know he's in town, the head of amateur scouting, and getting all the scouts in a room together.
It really is an exciting time. And even though we're not picking first or second this year, picking 17th, we're really excited about adding some talent to the organization. There's going to be some really good players there. I've been out to see a few players myself. Mike and his team have done a tremendous job, and they've already been here for a couple days in meetings, and we're going to be in meetings all week up until Thursday night when the selections are made, and there's going to be some good players. I'm excited.
Jeff, less picks in the top 100, though. You guys have three of them. I believe it's 17, 61, and 97. Does that change your strategy at all on what you want to get early in the draft?
The way it might change it is that, you know, we really feel we might want to draft a catcher. And if you're going to get a catcher with major league potential, usually you have to do that early in the draft. So
okay.
Whether it's first round, second round, or third round, love to do that. We want to get a starting pitcher, hopefully left-handed starting pitcher. But I think at the end of the day, Mike and his guys are going to take the best player available. So if it happens to be somebody in a position that we've already got filled at the big leagues, so be it. Because you don't want to compromise the quality. You're looking for major league value, and a lot of these guys, you know, even though they're first rounders, are still 3-4 years away, and a lot can change in that time.
But you know, you mentioned catcher, left-handed pitcher. Is that in part because you think maybe those are some of the bigger needs in the organization? And what do you think are the biggest areas where the organization might be lacking and could use a few more guys?
I think if you look at next year, Jason Castro is going to be a free agent. Evan Gattis has been a good catcher for us. He'll be around, I'm sure, and he'll be playing catcher. But we're going to need someone to complement him. Our outfield, Rasmus is going to be a free agent. Gomez is going to be a free agent. So we're going to have to figure out who gets those positions. I think that's probably it. And as far as, you know, left-handed pitching prospects, we've got a couple guys, Kent Emanuel and some others in the minors. But, you know, it's an area that we'd like to develop our own left-handed pitcher, starting pitcher, besides Dallas.
Jeff, let's talk about Francis Martes, one of the best prospects you guys have in the minor leagues. He's a pitcher. He started off in Double-A and went through a rough stretch early in the season. Was it physical? Was it mental? Or is it just part of that maturation where you challenge a guy in a league, he's a young pitcher in that league, and you just learn how to make adjustments?
I think it's a combination of things. It all starts with the fastball command, and he had some struggles early in the games locating his fastball, and then he jumps to his off-speed stuff, and it was getting hit a little bit, and he was walking guys, and it was a bad combination, and we took him out of games because we didn't want them to run up a pitch count. But his fastball command is back now. He had an outstanding outing the other day, went 6 2/3, and the reports were that he was averaging about 96. He touched 100 several times as a starting pitcher.
Wow.
And this guy's got an electric arm, and his breaking stuff is great. So he's definitely one of our top pitching prospects, and I'm excited to watch him continue to develop.
You got a comp for Francis Martes? Because I've heard Johnny Cueto on occasion.
Johnny Cueto's a good one because he's about 5'11", 6 feet. He's not the tallest guy, but he's got an electric arm. It's loose, and the ball comes out and just jumps over the plate. And hitters have a hard time seeing it.
So now he just needs to grow some dreadlocks.
There you go.
The next plan. Astros General Manager Jeff Luhnow, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Pitch your questions to the booth. Email your questions to radio@astros.com. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks fielding your baseball questions. Radio@astros.com.